Please enter Yorick.
Donna, let me have your callback number.
But 801-655-38.
No.
Sorry, 6027.
Your number.
6027.
No. Your phone number for people to call you.
546-7249.
Please enter your account code. The account code you have dialed is not valid.
That's because I pushed redial, mister.
Please enter your account code.
Your message for 801-655-3841.
That's the wrong number.
That's the wrong number.
48, wrong.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
It's 48 instead of 41.
3848.
Please enter your account code.
Mr. Wilcox?
Yes?
This is Ron House with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Missouri.
Yes.
And we have an appointment with you to discuss a piece of property that you have appealed.
Yes.
I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is present, and we're ready to hear any discussion you have about this parcel of property.
Okay, that is great. And of course, I'm hoping you have in your presence two documents. One would be the appraisal of my home that I purchased less than a year ago. What else? Let's see. Did I send you my purchase price and my appraisal?
I believe we have both. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. All right. I'll stand by and answer any questions unless you want me to talk first.
Give me just a moment.
We have appraisal 117.
Yeah, I think it's.
We have an appraisal of this parcel of property that's at 117, And I think you have a willing board that's listening to you that is willing to establish this value at that amount.
Great. I would like to ask if you can even go lower at my purchase price, which was $112.
I will let any of the board members that are here answer that.
I weigh the appraisal price as we do on all other properties that we look at that furnish an appraisal. I'm just one board member, but that's what we've been doing, and appreciate the information that you've sent in, because several of the properties that we look at, they don't have an appraisal or they don't have anything other than their cost, and sometimes what they give for a piece of property is a stressed piece of property. But I'm going to make a motion that we accept the $117 appraisal price.
Okay, I am satisfied with that, and I thank you very much.
Dude, hold on just a minute, sir. Is that a motion?
It's a motion. I made it.
And that you establish the value at that amount?
Right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-55 at $117,000. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Wilcock, you're going to receive notification of the decision of this board in the mail. And if you wish to further pursue a lower value, you will be able to do so through the Missouri State Tax Commission, and we'll send you information on how to do that.
That'll be great. I probably won't. I just like to kind of see where these things go. I'm very happy with the call this morning and the decision, and I thank you for recording it, and I thank you for your decision, and I'll be spending more time there. Thank you.
Excellent. You have
and
a good
paying a little less taxes. Thank you.
You have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Was purchased at $650,000, and his opinion of market value is $600,000, and that was purchased in October 2011.
Six, you think that's unfair?
Chuck, can you affirm for us that the value you have in front of you is the same as what we've got? I'm showing a total valuation of $792,614 for the first parcel.
This one's correct, $792,613.
Sir, would you like to join us? Did you say Mr. Story?
Yes, sir.
Come right on up to the podium.
Yes, sir.
And we have your parcel in front of us, and there's additional information that will be put on the screen. And we're going to let you address us with whatever it is that you would like to chat about. Cardinals? All right.
Just that we feel that the valuation is considerably more than what it is really worth, at least based on past appraisals and based on surrounding properties. The property just behind my property is a 20.78-acre parcel. Harbor is the owner. The Harbor property has a valuation of $163,000. Yes, sir, that's correct, that piece. Now, I understand that valuation. I would expect it to be a little bit less than mine because it doesn't have the frontage. So I understand part of the difference there. Next parcel that I've looked at is the William parcel, an 8.7-acre parcel. His valuation is at $8,000, and he has massive amounts of frontage. He's got about the same amount of frontage on Gretna as I do. And then across the street from William is the Tower property, which, now this property at 14.26 acres, almost the exact same size as my property. For some reason listed as agricultural, but it's rental cabins. And he's got a valuation of $142,000. And then across the street from him, the Gretna Road, same, just opposite corner of me. Yes, sir, that property, correct. Valuation at $278,000. So just trying to see if I could, you know, get a revaluation from you guys, because I'm at, well, according to my records, $1.76 million on my parcels. And I guess I would, looking at them, if they were a little bit closer in number, but they're astronomically larger numbers on my parcels. And I speak only of the land valuation. I, you know, included in this $1.76 million is not the improvements to the property. Those improvements are not in that number. So I'm trying to compare apples and apples and only compare land valuation. I have if I can find it, I have an appraisal that was done in 2011, and the appraisal was done by Cooper Appraisal in Branson West, and they valued the property land value of $928,000, so just a little bit more than half of what the county currently has me valued at.
Parcels.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Which I probably feel is somewhere accurate. I mean, that front piece you could argue is worth $600,000 because it has the frontage along both Gretna and Wildwood. And I've kind of got the piece in the back there. That's kind of a dead piece. It's really, really, really steep. Could hardly develop anything on it. It's good for what I use it for, but not much else. There's about 150 feet of elevation change going down to the little piece that runs up to Roark Creek. And, you know, that one I would think would be somewhere in the $300,000 range, where the smaller piece up front, maybe you could value that somewhere in the $600,000 range, which I think would be pretty accurate with what Cooper Appraisal thinks it's worth, roughly $900,000.
So, but he, but you, your appraisal is for both,
pieces? Yeah, yes, sir. It was actually a, they did a corporate appraisal to estimate what the company was worth, and part of the one of the line items in their in their corporate appraisal was land value, and land value on the corporation came in at $900,000.
Do they do that, Jeff? This kind of got me a little confused on the splitting of the parcels on appraisal. Do they appraise, put two parcels together and appraise like that?
In residential, they do not.
That's where I guess I'm.
Yeah, in commercial they do, because I'm looked at as a whole, correct? So I was presented to the bank as a whole, and it included all 27 and some change.
You said that's 900,000.
They've got me appraised at 900,000, which even at that number, even if you were to grant me that number today, I'm still,
Donna, do you have that
way ahead of anybody else that's my neighbor. So I would really like to see something less, because
the appraisal with you?
Yes.
This was 11?
Yeah.
I thought he said 13.
No, he said 11.
11.
That's still close enough on the declining market. The way that I look at that story is that if this appraisal come in 2011, which was at the basically the deepest part of the recession that we were in, some people use can
improvement appraised value,
you know, anything after eight as it went downhill, and if they as you heard me mention to the people before, appraisals weigh heavy on our decisions. And I'm glad that you have it, because it could have made it, made us try to consider it more and the others be raised that's around you. But
well, it seems to me like something, I mean,
something's not right.
Something's not right, man. I mean, that guy, the 8.8 acres kitty corner to me is valued at $8,000. Something's not right.
Right. Well, there.
And I'm not saying raise the guy's taxes. I'm just saying treat me fair. I mean, so.
Right, and we understand that. And that's the reason I'm saying you.
I'm happy to pray. I'm happy to put my mine at $1,000 an acre. Put mine at $1,000 an acre. We're good to go.
But there was, may have been an old, it may have been a ag or something. I don't have a clue what it was.
We're going to take a look at it.
He's listed as residential, but it's a commercial property. It has rental cabins on it.
Right.
And then the guy next to him is listed as agricultural. The one with agriculture that is the same size is listed. He's listed as agriculture, but he's got rental cabins on it.
Christy, yeah. Can you pull up piece property he's talking about?
I thought it was it's the other part. Looks like.
It's all the way down the southwest Hornet right there. Yes, right there. So this parcel is a 14.26 acre parcel list. It has an appraisal of $10,000 an acre, and it's rental cabins. It's within 1 acre of the size of my property, and he's listed for some reason on the tax ledgers as an agricultural piece.
There's cabins on this?
Yes.
Or down along the road?
Well, it's, you can see it's all been developed for, so all of his roads are in. I don't know if he's got cabins sitting there yet or not, but all of his infrastructure's in, all the utilities are in, the streets are paved. So I would assume that that would not be agricultural.
I have to agree with you, but I But I want to drop down because originally you had said cabins, and I think the black cabins are on the next parcel down.
Yeah.
On down along the road, Oak Ridge.
That's why. There's no improvements on
there.
The road.
Is that the infrastructure saying that there's no improvement?
But yes, asphalt with turnarounds doesn't look like agriculture. Correct.
I think that he's got some cabins in there.
You think so?
Oh.
If it's the same desk.
And you give a total of 600. Is that for both parcels? You give a whole, you bought a whole deal and it was split in two parcels, but your appraisal was for 900 some odd thousand.
Was for all, that's for all 27 acres. It's looking at the company as a whole.
Right.
So there's roughly 11 acres on that eyebrow piece up front there. That's, you know, the island. And then 15 acres roughly in the back there.
Yeah,
so
your appraiser did the entire unit and turned it into you as 900,000.
Correct. That's correct. And even at that number, I feel that number is really high compared to anybody else around me. I mean, it's just math.
Well,
I mean,
I know
it's really, really high.
I wonder how they come up with that, because I usually take a comparable. If you go out and do an appraisal, don't you, Jeff? Take a comparable area, don't you? I mean, of the surrounding area. But there may need to be an adjustment on theirs also. But
and I'm not trying to make enemies. I don't want, you know, somebody coming to me and saying, you jerk, what kind of a neighbor are you? You wouldn't have appealed your taxes. And, you know, my taxes went, I mean, this one fellow paid, well, at that corner piece right there last year, he paid $849 in taxes. I paid $31,000. I mean, I just, something doesn't add up. I don't know exactly what the solution is. I just know that the numbers don't make sense.
Just define for me the real estate number on parcel property that he's talking about.
This one, the tower development? He has picture.
Yeah, it's included. There it is.
No. I'm talking about the one that not paying taxes.
There's no improvements on that.
Would you write down that number and save it for me? Thank you. Chuck, you want to chat with us about this parcel of property that's before us today and your thoughts on it?
I think you mentioned the purchase price. What did you purchase the property for? When was that? Didn't get a handle on that. Did you purchase it in 11 when you had it appraised? Is that right? Or?
Yes, 280,000. On the, that would be the 280,000 is the larger parcel. So 280,000 is the big parcel. Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Where she's showing now where the building is. And then the smaller parcel at 650,000.
You included a value for that parcel, that top parcel, that one right there.
Yes, sir.
Can't remember what it was, right? Your opinion about it?
Is it 300,000 from the top?
And about 600 for the, yeah. It serves reason to me. I mean, if you're familiar with this area, the piece in the back there's, people have a really, really hard time finding it. It's kind of back there in the middle of nowhere. Most people think that Wildwood Drive there is a driveway, is literally a driveway going into the White House Theater. That's what most people think that it is. So even though it's a larger parcel, it's much steeper, and I think it would have less value. Even though it's a larger parcel, it would have considerably less value than the piece up front. And the guy kind of had me over a barrel when I bought it because I'd already put zip lines on it. So he kind of put a gun to my head and said, well, you can pay what I want for it or leave it. And I was already running my business on it, so I kind of got left. And otherwise, I probably wouldn't have paid $650,000 for it. But I was in a bind at the time because I already have zip lines on that location. I've already put in lights for my zip lines, and I have a couple billboards there. And without that piece up front, because of the situation of the parcel in back being so hidden and cannot see it at all, because it actually lays on the back side of the hill, if you were to look at a topographical map, without that front parcel, my piece behind would have become worth considerably less because people couldn't find me. So at least the piece out front helps people to find me.
Well, I'm just looking at what you provided. You said the penny to market value of $500,000. That's for that top parcel.
Yeah, and that would be with that the with the improvements, because right. there's a 1,500 square foot log cabin on it that we use as a sales center and everything else.
I was just going by, just trying to keep them separated, one and two, and so that's the first parcel, and we have it on the books at $792,614.
Your $792,000 though is property only. My improvements are valued otherwise, correct?
No, the $792,000 includes 682 land and a
okay.
110.
Okay.
See, I think some okay. of that land value is including your. Well, I don't know what improvements are.
You're talking about including a zip line
right.
and
right.
all that. That's and you can explain this to me. I'm not saying help me out because you're another board member. What I'm saying is, are you, as you look at that, Jeff, and you split those up,
Well, I was wondering if Chuck had anything to say on just this parcel, the back parcel, that he's got a value of $500,000 on it. That's his opinion. I'm asking if you have any recommendations.
We've currently got that value to what, Jeff?
$792,614.
Got it.
That's total.
Yeah, I mean, just that from
the
We're looking at the picture of your building,
mm-hmm.
and we've got, as we said, we had it on for have it on for $110,000, and it's a nice looking building. I'm charged they haven't been there, but
it's a 30 by 50, 150 square foot building. Left-hand side there, men's and women's restroom and an office, and the rest of the building is just open for, you know, sales counter and merchandise.
Does it have a lower level, too?
It has a part of a basement underneath it to about half of the building that allows me to park our ATVs inside at night. So it's like a garage, I guess you would call it, but it is underneath the building.
Just off the top of my head, sitting here, I don't think the 500 is too far off.
I think
we're maybe a little bit low on the improvements and definitely too high on the land.
So on that piece right there that you're asking for 500,000.
I think that's fair. I mean, it's...
I would make a motion on BOE number 56 to set the appraised value at 500,000. And I don't know...
The land and improvements?
That's land and improvements. I don't know how you want to split that up. But just the total appraised value at 500,000.
Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
No, I was going to ask a question. I guess I can second the motion for... I was going to ask a question to see if we should...
I'll let you ask a question if you'll second the motion. How's that?
Well, I'll second the motion, but you... what my question is, how many acres is in that particular deal, the way you get that split?
On that parcel, 15.67 acres.
15.6, and then the improvements on that, which we were talking about, you're talking about 110,000, what you've got in. So you've got... So you've got a value of 600 and approximately, if we used what Jeff is as approached and what Mr. Story is talking about, we'd have a value of about 610,000 on that.
No.
No.
You're figuring it in there with it?
Yes, that's what he's
correct.
Included in.
Well, that's the reason I was going to, I'm going to withdraw my second.
Okay. Motion dies for lack of a second. Let's continue chatting about the parcel of property.
Well, my question is we've got a building there and improvements on it also. Is the, we got, as I looked at the picture, we got a parking lot and all that. Do you have all that, Chuck, into your 110,000?
Let me pull that back up. I feel confident we do. We got, we're coming. We've got light poles. We got the building. We've got four, five, six. We got light poles. I actually don't see the asphalt on our list of improvements. I don't see the asphalt on the list of improvements.
Right.
Like we
right.
Do you have most of the time?
Usually you have that on.
But we've got the office. We've got it valued at 98,463, and then the light poles come up to $10,000. So the more we look and talk, you know, we may be 10,000 off or 20,000 off or something, just sitting here. I don't think we're a long ways off.
No, and I don't think we are either. That's the reason I asked the question. I don't think we're that far off as far as the motion, Jeff. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you, on that particular piece of property, if you look at per acre and what he's got.
My guess is that in your motion, you were setting the property somewhere around $390,000-$400,000, is that
right? Right.
And then you're adding the improvements into that to come up with the 500.
And even at that, you would be valuing the property at $150,000 more than I paid for it. Just to give you a benchmark.
So right. You bought it with the structures already?
No, No, I made the improvements, but I'm saying you're valuing the property at $400,000 and I paid $260,000 for it, so.
$280,000.
There you go. So even if you do value the property at $400,000, you value it considerably more than I paid for it. That's why I feel that Mr. Jackson's assessment of about $500,000 is accurate, because I think more, to be more realistic about it, understanding that I'm a general contractor as trade, I'm not sure what your backgrounds are, but looking at this as a general contractor, I see three and two. I see $300,000 worth of property and $200,000 worth of improvements. That's why I think Mr. Jackson's accurate. And I think he's made the correct assessment when he says you may need to change how much is property and how much is, you know, improvements in order to make that number work correctly, but I think he's accurate.
And what did the appraiser have that part split off at?
He didn't.
They didn't split it?
They didn't split it. No, it was looked at as a whole.
Yeah, they just did $900,000 for the
entire thing.
Just the land.
Just the land.
Just no improvements.
I don't want to do any different than I've done before. If we can make that come in somewhere close to what his appraisal cost is with the two pieces of property combined, I'm good with that. But if you can make the other part, is it
make the other part worth four?
Well,
yeah, less improvements on the other property.
Yeah, the only improvements on the other property is light poles.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Remind me if I'm wrong. On this parcel, your opinion of market value is $500,000.
Correct.
And your opinion of value on the other parcel is $600,000.
Correct.
So we're looking at 1.1.
Right. I'm wanting to put it at the appraisal cost of $900,000, just like we have
for
done.
For the property.
For the both properties.
For the land.
For the land.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. And that's where you get to 1.1. If I've got a $200,000 building sit there, and you'll give me the property at $900,000, we're at 1.1, and that's really what I'm asking. Because right now we're at almost 1.8.
Well, I look at that and I see that you're there, but I want to go just exactly like we have done with everybody else and take this. We have had several in the past with Cooper Appraisal, which I figures. Company that we can rely on, as long as I would make a motion that we take the appraisal for both properties and let him add the improvements and of $200,000 and let's go with it.
Could we leave the improvements where they're set at current? Only because even if you do what you just said, Mr. Strahan, I will be light years ahead of everybody around me still.
Right. I understand that.
I mean, I'll be paying five times the taxes of anybody else around me for the same piece of property. Even if you do what you just said, even if you do take me to the $900,000 and give me $200 in improvements, the next closest person to me is paying $2,800 in taxes. He's got an assessed value of $278,000.
And those may need to be corrected. This appraiser that brought this forward thinks that I'm sure he took those comparables in. That's what I'm going by. Now, you guys can outvote me. There's four members sitting here, and they can outvote me, but I just you heard me, and I'm not picking out you.
Oh, no. I like your approach. Sure. I like your approach, and generally speaking, I agree with you. But I think it's obvious the people around me ain't being held to the same standard. Yeah. So there's my concern.
Right.
I think, and I don't, I'm a dude that pulls himself up by his own bootstraps. Being a victim just ain't the way I live life.
Yeah.
But I don't like being the victim here, which is what I feel like I am. I feel like I'm picking up the tab for everybody around me because nobody else is paying taxes. This one fella paid $76 in taxes last year for the love of Pete.
Yeah.
$76.
I understand.
Good Lord.
I understand what you're saying.
And I'm willing to pay my fair share. I mean, I make a living here in Branson. I ain't going broke.
Yeah.
But I just don't, right now I feel like I'm being treated unfairly.
Right.
And I think the numbers prove that.
Well, actually, I think the two of you are on the same page. You have a recommended opinion of value, and Dan, that accomplishes what you're talking about.
Yes. I think we're on the same page.
So if we establish where Jeff was headed for 500 on the one and 600 on the other, we get you exactly. But Jeff, what do you think about that second parcel of property? I understand. So what do you think about that second parcel of property?
I would be comfortable with what,
put it on the
at 600.
Do you want to make a motion for the two parcel of property, one at the 5 and one at the 6? For the 56, you want to do them separately? It doesn't make a difference to me. But.
We can do them together.
That's the way it was appraised. That's what I'm going by. It was put together. We have to list it separate because that's why we've got parcel numbers on here. Well, we've got two parcels on this, so
you can split. I've got a motion to set the value for both of those properties at $900,000, but I will have to have a separate.
You'll have to have a split.
That's going to be
the
motion.
That one died.
Mine died.
Good. No, his died. His just died.
Yours died and Danny's died.
So it's your turn again.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion for BOE number ending in 56 to be set at 500,000 and BOE number 50, ending in 57 at 600,000. And that is appraised on both.
Now, I'm going to ask you, because you're an appraiser also, if that's a reasonable, I know you may not say, all appraisers don't appraise the same.
That's what he's asking for, Dan.
Huh?
That's what he's asking for.
I know, but I'm asking our appraiser if that's.
Are you asking Chuck or are you asking her?
I'm asking her as an appraiser. That,
well,
see,
on the seat.
we have this gentleman's concerned about his surrounding properties.
We'll get a look at them,
basically. And we'll look at them.
I have to agree with that. I think that he's got a very valid point that there's a situation out there. And but I also think that Jeff's spot on, you know, with your values out there, you know, taking all things considered, you know, you've got a very nice improvement on your land.
Sure.
You are a reputable business. You know, you're in a great area. So, I mean, I would have to say that Jeff's made a great recommendation for your property values out there, but do I think that everything is in line out there? I do not.
I would hope that you don't think everything's in line out there.
I just told Chuck I think we need to make it a priority.
Yeah. I mean, he's asking $1 million for it. It's an awesome piece of property. If I had a use for it, it's a great piece, you know, because it's in between my two current businesses.
Right.
But he paid $78 last year in taxes. I mean, it just looks to me like I'm bearing the burden for everybody over there, and I'm, you know, I don't really know why. Again, I am not, you know, I don't want to be the victim. I made enough money last year to pay the tax bill. But good Lord, I mean, let somebody else pick up their fair share as well. I mean, and I have one other request. Is there any chance for any abatement on my previous years? Based on the fact that we can clearly see there is a problem. Because I would.
Go to the state tax commission and file a discrimination case.
I wasn't discriminated against. I just had a bad assessment and we reassessed it, fixed the problem. Could I get an abatement on the, you know, on my 2011, 2012 years or something based on the fact that, or do I have to go to them?
The Board of Equalization can't hear the prior year. Here this year.
I see.
There are
I hear the word discrimination.
I can
want
tell
to
you
throw
what
up.
This board will be doing. It's going to be examining all those properties before this year.
See, I've opened up a can now.
I would suggest
that wasn't my.
I would suggest you let us vote on this. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I never got a second.
We never got a second.
I thought
they seconded.
No, he was trying
to talk
and they never seconded.
Is there a second to the motion?
I
thought you
I
did, too.
Told him
all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you so much. all this world needs is reasonable men. Where you feel like you get mistreated is when you stand in front of somebody and go, you're crazy, get out of here. But if you can present the evidence and you're reasonable, that's all I can ask for, and I certainly appreciate your time today. I'm married to one, and in case she gets a recording of this, I will go ahead and say to you, all women are reasonable.
Do I hear a motion to reconsider?
17 years I've made it with the one I'm with. I need to make it 17 more. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today. They send me something in the mail regarding this. Thank you so much. And the only way to do anything in previous years is to...
You'd have to prove that it was an erroneous assessment.
And I'd have to prove it to the state, not to you.
No, you'd have to prove it to the commission, but you'd have to prove that it was erroneous. Not that it was an overvaluation.
Right.
That it was an error.
Right. That could become difficult. Well... either way, today was good for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Again, happy to pay my fair share. Just want to make sure I'm paying my fair share and not everybody's share. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies.
Can I suggest that we take a look at those surrounding properties, not at this exact moment, but certainly some valid points were raised there where a couple of people are just almost left off the tax rolls.
That was horrible. It was embarrassing.
It's, you know how it happens, though, don't you? Somebody comes in and does a business and you evaluate their property. That's how that happens. If this other property's been on for years and then overlooked. That's just the way it happens.
I paid more than that for my house. It's not commercial property in Branson.
And he was saying that he was asking about $1 million for that fee. So most of that in there, though, is just...
Let's stand in recess for a couple minutes until the next person comes in.